Hello, everyone. This is Coachella, a podcast where I talk about memorable quotes from movies, TV series, and other media. Some of these quotes may be ones you've heard before, others may be new to you.
Today, we'll be covering quotes from the 1986 fantasy film, The Highlander. This episode is dedicated to my mother, as it is her favorite movie. She showed it to me when I was young and really into sword fighting TV shows and movies. The film has spawned a sequel and multiple spin-offs, though I personally believe that none compared to the original. The Highlander is great for those who like the action fantasy genre of movies, and it has an amazing soundtrack with most of the music coming from the rock band Queen. As usual, a spoiler warning is in effect for today, but if you're not concerned about that, please continue to listen. Now, the first quote we have today is from multiple characters in the film. The lore of the Highlander is about an ancient group of immortals destined to fight each other throughout time, until the remaining few reunite at the Great Gathering. The final survivor at the end of the gathering will receive the prize, a mysterious power granted to that single immortal, whom at that point will be known as the One. This is why throughout the film, many of the immortal characters declare that there can only be one when challenging one another. As with most things requiring two competitors to face each other, this quote is accurate because there can only be one winner in the end. Most competitions in the real world for prizes don't require you to kill your opponent, but some do require hand-to-hand combat like MMA or boxing. As it is with this film, and in the real world, the better fighter in these cases will come out on top and receive their reward.
What do you want?
Your head. And the prize.
Our next quote comes from the main character of the film, Conor MacLeod, an immortal Scottishman from the year 1536 played by Christopher Lambert. Though currently he has lived countless human lifetimes, before he realized he was immortal, Conor was just a young man who lived a normal life for that time period. However, everything changed when he entered his first battle during the war between the MacLeod clan and the Fraser clan. During the battle, the enemy clansmen strangely fought everyone around Conor except him himself. They avoided him like the plague, and we learn this is because an armored figure called the Kurgan claimed the right to slay Conor in exchange for helping the Fraser clan. The Kurgan fatally stabs Conor before being driven back by the other MacLeod clansmen. Though seemingly dead at first, Conor makes a complete recovery, which horrifies the rest of his clan, who accuse him of witchcraft and being in league with the devil.
What's the matter, Dool?
You, talking and breathing, and last night all but a corpse. How did you manage that, Conor MacLeod?
Would you rather I was dead?
It's not natural. He's in league with Lucifer.
Don't say that, Kate.
I'll say it. You've the devil in you.
We've been kinsmen 20 years.
Conor MacLeod was my kinsman. I don't know who you are.
Though most of the clan wanted to kill him, Conor's cousin Chieftain Angus forbade it and mercifully exiles him to wander the highlands alone. It's no secret we humans tend to hate what we fear and fear what we don't understand, especially in ancient times where anything we considered unnatural to be the work of the devil. Obviously, things that caused us to go on witch hunts back then could have been completely harmless things that are perfectly normal now, but since we had no explanation or understanding of what it was then, it was something to be feared or disposed of. The third quote we have today is from the immortal Spaniard Ramirez, played by the late Sean Connery. One day while Connor and his new wife Heather, played by Beatrice Edney, are having a picnic in a field when they are startled by an exotically dressed man on a horse. He identifies himself as Ramirez from Spain, but originally from Egypt. The stranger's presence causes Connor to feel a strange power flowing through him, which Ramirez explains as the quickening, a power that all immortals have that prevents him from dying. Disturbed but curious about what Ramirez has to say, he joins him on a boat, despite being terrified of them. Connor can't swim, so he avoids boats like the plague, when possible, of course, and when Ramirez sneezes almost knocking him out of the boat, he understandably berates him for it. Annoyed by Connor's complaining, Ramirez tells him that he has the manners of a goat and he smells like a dung heap, before reclaiming he has no knowledge of his potential.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap, and you have no knowledge whatsoever of your potential. Now, get out! No!
I find this quote to be rather hilarious and self-reflecting. Obviously, Ramirez insulting Connor was his way of showing him that he's acting ridiculous because despite his fear of drowning, he can't die from it. The other part I like about this quote is that Ramirez points out to him that he's wasting his potential by being afraid, and that he could do so much more if he took the time to realize what he's capable of. There have been times in my own life where I've let fear hold me back from doing something and I regretted it later. I agree with this quote that it's better to take certain risks so you learn what your true potential is. However, if you're not immortal, don't hop in the water without learning to take a swim class first.
You look like a woman, you stupid haggis.
Haggis? What is haggis?
Sheep stomach stuffed with meat and barley.
And what do you do with it?
You eat it. How revolting.
Our next quote is from Ramirez after he starts to train Connor and the two become friends. Ramirez teaches Connor about their immortal heritage and how to fight against other immortals so he can potentially survive and win. But Connor only wants to live a quiet life and have a family with Heather. However, Ramirez reveals that immortals can't have children, and despite what he wants, the others will come looking for him, and he will have no choice but to fight. So begrudgingly, Connor learns swordsmanship from Ramirez, but struggles at first due to his temper. Ramirez tells him not to lose his temper and make a mistake, because if he loses his head, it's over.
Never lose your temper. If your head comes away from your neck, it's over.
The only way to kill immortals is through decapitation, as all other forms of harm are useless against them. This is why this quote is so important to the story, because Connor's temper could potentially get him killed. I also believe it's better to keep a cool head, especially in high-stress situations, otherwise it can make things worse. I personally make less mistakes when I'm calm rather than hot under the collar. The next quote is from Ramirez as he is telling Connor about his arch-nemesis, the Kurgan. The Kurgan is the main villain of the film that attacked Connor in his first battle, and is played by Clancy Brown. As Connor improves under his tutelage, Ramirez reveals the reason he was in Scotland originally was because he was tracking the Kurgan. He explains that the Kurgan is a perfect warrior and the strongest of all the immortals, but he is pure evil, and humanity will suffer if he is the one who wins the prize.
The Kurgan. He is the strongest of all the immortals. He is the perfect warrior. If he wins the prize, mortal man would suffer an eternity of darkness.
How do you fight such a savage?
With heart, faith, and steel. In the end, there can be only one.
This quote is a foreboding one because when evil people have power, they abuse those without it. We later learn that in the current day, the Kurgan has killed countless other immortals, and at one point even Ramirez himself. Luckily, Connor was away at the time, but unfortunately he lost his good friend and mentor. The Kurgan will stop at nothing to get the prize, and continuously kills and abuses innocent people along the way. There are people like the Kurgan in the real world who abuse their power, and unfortunately, like in this case, it can take a long time before they meet their karma. However, as long as there are people like Connor willing to fight against them, these people will eventually meet justice. Our next quote is from Rachel Ellenstein, played by Sheila Gish, Connor's middle-aged secretary and adopted daughter whom he saved from the Nazis during the Holocaust. In 1985, Connor lives as an antique dealer in New York under the alias Russell Nash. He meets Brenda Wyatt, played by Roxanne Hart, a metallurgy expert working for the police as a forensic scientist. She finds shards of Connor's sword after a battle he has with another immortal, but is puzzled by the fact that the shards come from a Japanese sword dated around 600 BC, but made with medieval-era methods. Brenda seeks him out following a police investigation and the two start to hit it off, but Connor tries to distance himself, as he fears getting too close to someone since Heather died from old age. Rachel notices this and points out that he can't hide his feelings from her. She knows how lonely he is, but he refuses to let anyone love him.
Would you listen to me for one moment, please? You can't hide your feelings from me. I've known you too long.
What feelings?
How about loneliness?
I'm not lonely. I've got everything I need right here.
Oh, no, you don't. You refuse to let anyone love you.
This quote is an understandable one, as pain, grief, and loss are reasons why we distance ourselves from others. When we lose someone we love, especially a spouse, it is hard to get back out there and find someone new. You spend so much time with one person, sharing everything you are with them, and to lose that can shatter your reality. As with Connor, the fear of experiencing that again can make you not want to put yourself out there again. But that should be the reason why. If you've made peace with the fact that your spouse is gone, but choose to honor them by not finding someone else, that's one thing. But to live in fear of loss is not a good reason not to love again.
Love is for poets.
The seventh quote we have comes from the Kurgan after he's compelled to come to New York for the gathering and starts killing off the remaining immortals. He meets Connor in a church in order to confirm that they are the last remaining immortals. Connor is lighting a candle for Heather on her birthday, so the Kurgan begins to taunt Connor by insulting Ramirez and revealing that he raped Heather after killing him. Though infuriated by this, Connor restrains himself, as immortals are incapable of fighting on holy ground, and opts to leave instead. A priest approaches the Kurgan, telling them he's disturbing those who are trying to pray to God, though he scoffs at the idea that God even cares for mortals at all. The Kurgan gets up to leave, but before he does, he loudly proclaims to the churchgoers that he has something to say, that it's better to burn out than to fade away.
I have something to say. It's better to burn out than to fade away.
This is my favorite quote of the film because of the context it's used and the question it makes us ask ourselves. The Kurgan is indicating in this quote that it's better to die young and quickly, living a life to its fullest, instead of slowly fading away into old age before passing. This quote makes me ask myself the question of whether or not that's true. I've seen many old people in my line of work slowly and painfully go through old age until they pass on, and it does make me consider that maybe that's not how I want to go. However, I've also seen younger people die way too young doing things they probably thought were fun, but was it really worth it in the end? I'm conflicted about how I feel with this quote, but let me know what you guys think by commenting on the episode through the link in the show notes. The final quote today is from the spirit of Ramirez at the end of the film. After a long final duel, Connor outfights and decapitates the Kurgan, absorbing his massive power and winning the prize. Connor returns to Scotland with Brenda and reveals that he is now mortal, but he is able to read the thoughts and feelings of other people around the world. He hopes to use this new power to help humanity and hears Ramirez's voice telling him to be patient. It will take time for his dream to be a reality, but to use his power well and to not lose his head.
Patience, Highlander. You have done well, but it will take time. You are generations being born and dying. You are at one with all living things. Each man's thoughts and dreams are yours to know. You have power beyond imagination. Use it well, my friend. Don't lose your head.
This quote is one to remember, as great ideas and the ability to achieve them do take time. Patience is a very good thing to have when trying to achieve something as grandiose as world peace. Humans may not have the same kind of power Connor does, but the willingness of people to attain peace is a great power in itself. The hope, the work, and the patience for attaining peace makes the idea something possible for us to achieve.
I am Conor MacLeod of the Clan MacLeod. I was born in 1518 in the village of Glenfinnan on the shores of Loch Sheehan. And I am immortal.
That's all for today, guys. Before we finish up here, I wanted to let everybody know that Coachella has a new website up on WordPress.com. I posted the link in the show notes, so go check that out when you have the time. I think you'll enjoy the extra promotions and fun tidbits we have on there. Also, if you liked today's episode, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts or on our Facebook page at Coachella Podcast 21. I'm Corey, and I love to quote things on the regular. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time.